be you. Good day to be me. What's that book that Marlo Thomas, Free to Be You and Me. Did you read that to your children, Heather?
Free I haven't, no.
Did you get it read to you when you were young?
No, I had Beastly Boys and Ghastly Girls.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, you should get Free to Be You and Me.
Beastly Boys and Ghastly Girls is a classic. Look it up.
Is it really?
Yes.
I don't want to look it up.
Nothing to do, nothing to do. Put some mustard in your shoe. Fill your pocket full of soot. Drive a nail through your foot. Pour some ink in Daddy's cap, and I'll go upstairs and take a nap. It has lovely little things like
How
that.
How many times have you read that to Jaden and to Ella?
No.
I'm guessing.
Look how I turned out. I haven't subjected them to it yet.
All right. I remember reading a lot of stuff to Brendan and Megan. I don't ever remember anybody reading to me when I was a child.
Oh,
nobody
God.
Reads.
So sad.
Okay. All right. Let's move.
We can have story time.
We do oftentimes have story time. Anybody want to? Here's a good opportunity for you to win a swell prize. Tell us your favorite children's story and be prepared to recite it like Heather just did. Right? What's that again? Give me that one more time.
Nothing to do, nothing to do. Put some mustard in your shoe. Fill your pocket full of soot. Drive a nail through your foot. Pour some ink in Daddy's cap. Now go upstairs and take a nap.
What's your Richie, have you got one of those? You read, though, to both children.
I mean, Sean is reading all the Harry Potter books now.
Yeah.
And my daughter, we are reading books to her that work on her ABCs.
Mm-hmm. You mean helping her learn ABCDEFG.
She knows how to recite her ABCs.
LMNOP.
She just needs to get better at writing them and... Why? Recognizing them a little bit better because she's getting ready for kindergarten.
Now I know my ABCs. Tell me what you think of me.
I'm so proud of you.
I am. Get ready to go. I know my ABCs. And my tables, too. 5 times 5 is 25. 3 times 3 is 9. 16 times 16. Quick. 15 times 15 is 225.
All right.
So you add 16... to that once.
We don't do math here in the morning.
We don't do. We did actually yesterday.
I didn't even have my tea yet.
We spent Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side on Good Day. 10 minutes past the hour. Roberta is not here today because of technical difficulties. Jennifer's traveling in Ireland, so they missed our Memorial Day live program yesterday, in which we spent a good deal of time helping people either remember or understand or become familiar with the Americans' Creed. For those of you who did not hear us, the Americans' Creed is the national creed of our country. And it goes as follows. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed. A democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I, therefore, believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. I think this would be well positioned in any elementary class, junior high school class, even senior high school classes where this sort of thing ought to be taught. It's simple. It doesn't. It maybe. I guess what we were wondering yesterday, Richie, was whether it didn't work anymore because it was outdated or it didn't work because nobody learns it.
I'm ashamed to say I'd never
heard
of
it before.
Never.
Yeah,
I never heard of it before.
I would say outdated, and I...
You think it's outdated?
Well, I think that history, as we get deeper and deeper into our country's history, that certain things get replaced by other things, and unfortunately this is probably one of them.
By what? What's it been replaced by? Some scheming scam?
No, but I mean... You know, you have historical events, you have Vietnam, you have Martin Luther King, you have all these other things that have happened since then. You know, this was in 1917, and it was, you know, made law that it was the official creed in 1918. So, you know, as we get deeper and deeper, what?
So it has no value anymore.
No, I would say it has value, but
the last sentence. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies.
That's it in a nutshell. I think that still applies. Yes, okay. I do.
All right. Well, I'll save it then. 800-510-8255.
There's somebody. Why don't we post that on our Facebook page?
We have it there.
Okay, good.
We have it.
What else do we have on Facebook that's of interest and importance for people as they follow us? Doug@DougStephan.com, Heather@DougStephan.com, Rich@DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and Twitter @Good Day. What are we doing?
Yeah. Well, actually, Doug, there's something really interesting I thought on here. Listen to this headline. Indian vendors sold milk mixed with sewer water.
Awesome.
I kid you not. This is in the news today. It was actually on Yahoo.
Yeah.
I grabbed it from there. Apparently it happened in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Four men have been arrested and charged with selling milk mixed with sewer water in plastic packets scavenged from garbage bins.
There's a circuit court judge who ruled that Americans don't have the fundamental right to get their food of choice. A Wisconsin judge has decided in the fight over families' access to milk from cows they own that Americans don't have the right to consume milk from a cow they own. And there are a lot of people who...
That's a sick cow right there. He's drinking that Indian milk.
Maybe he needs to take a swim, Richie, to cool off after having taken that. Maybe he should take a little... Yeah. That time of year. They have to cool off the cows. There we have it.
What do you expect if the cow goes swimming in the sewer water? How can I not make the milk with the sewer water? I am sorry.
Let them drink sewer water. Actually, you know what? I have to admit, often, not here, but I've seen it, it happens. There are in the pastures when there's a lot of rain, pools of water that collect. And often in the pools of water would be the remains of fecal material from the cows.
Fecal.
And the cows drink the water.
With the fecal material in it.
And they filter it out, goes through their system, and back out again. It's not going to get into the milk.
Mm.
But it's not appetizing to hear that story.
No, not even a little bit. Nope, I don't want that in my Cheerios or Wheaties.
No. Well, you'll never get that at Eastley Farm. Check out Eastley Farm. I support Eastley Farm on Facebook, right? Isn't that?
I support Eastley Farm too.
Good for you. We had a pretty good thing going there yesterday. Yesterday, Richie, we had an event. We had some of the calves that came from the home farm down to Eastley on the lawn. Eastley, for those of you who don't know, is my dairy farm where the actual farm is where the cows are milked. The calves are not there. The calves are here on the home farm. That's where they were raised. But we posted on Facebook and I think put a sign out on the lawn, come meet the calves on Monday afternoon.
Seemed to be a lot of traffic going in and out of there.
I was trying to get in and out two or three times, moving equipment around and stuff, and I barely could get in and out of the place.
Wow.
That was cool, though, to have the children come and see, and that's really the reason.
Because calves are just, I mean, they're like puppies. If people haven't ever seen a baby cow before, they are outstanding.
Yeah. Now, for those of you who want to go one step further, someone has requested advice regarding a new resident at their home. They have a huge turtle in the flower bed.
A turtle?
Next to their front door.
Turtles are fun.
2 feet in length.
Wow.
Quite wide. I've never seen a turtle as big as this outside of a zoo, but what do I know? He seems to have dug himself a shallow hole, which he's now lying in, and there are other large holes in the flower bed, which he must have also been digging.
Lovely.
So what do I do? And here are some of my questions. Do turtles this big live in a place like this, or is somebody missing a pet? I do live near wetlands. There's about 300 feet between where my property borders wetlands, where the turtle is, and that's where the turtle came from. Is he okay where he is? My concern is that he seems frightened. Somebody coming out of the front door might see him and be afraid as well. Well, you got to know whether it's a snapping turtle or a regular turtle. You don't want to go anywhere near it.
If it's a snapper.
You want to stay as far away from it as you can. My advice would be to call the animal people and have them. Most towns have their own animal rescue operation, dog control, pest control, pet control. But this would be,
tortoise control.
Yeah, you don't want him in your flower bed, and you don't want him around small children, that sort of thing. It was interesting coming home on, I think it was Friday night. It may have been Sunday morning. It was when I was driving home from the airport on Friday night. I'm going down Route 9, which is a thoroughfare between Boston and Framingham, and I see these cars swerving to avoid something in the road. So I look carefully. It's a turtle crossing the road. So I swerve to avoid it, and I thought to myself, some banana head is
going to smack it.
Right.
Yep.
And I saw some guy drive over it, straddle it, and then he was out of my rear view. I couldn't see anymore. But I almost stopped.
You didn't save the turtle?
You
end up getting killed if you stop to save the turtle.
Right. This is a 55-mile-an-hour roadway.
Yeah.
Plus the fact, if it's a snapper, you don't want to touch it. But, you know, you do see that from time to time, those things. So, anybody got any advice for... It's too bad Roberta's not here. She got all kinds of things.
Roberta would make soup. You don't want Roberta's advice.
How do we help the turtle person? 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Grandpa! Hey, there he is. What up here? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Desla has a teenage son that keeps bugging her about getting a smartphone, so I called her.
Hi.
Hey, Desla, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. How are you?
I'm good.
Did you know the Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some of the best plans?
Hey, Walmart?
Yeah.
I've never gone into the cell phone section.
Oh, my goodness. Walmart has the HTC One X and a Samsung Galaxy Proclaim.
That phone is kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to check that out.
There you have it. Now see for yourself. Get the HTC One X from AT&T or the Samsung Galaxy Proclaim with Straight Talk. Participants were compensated for their time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Singing dancing group performing on America's Got Talent last night, and the judges seemed impressed with them. I'll tell you what I saw on Saturday night. Was it Saturday or Sunday? There was a replay of the America's Got Talent from last week, in which this guy, one of the chief performers, was a guy who specialized in getting kicked in the crotch.
No.
Who saw that? I couldn't believe they kept referring to his private parts, and they had a little screen thing covering his underwear where his obvious member is. They would put cement blocks on him and hit him with a sledgehammer.
Oh my gosh!
He jumped on top of wood with his crotch. He got kicked. Nick Cannon kicked him three times in his crotch to show that he could take it. I was dumbfounded watching this.
You know,
on your Howard Stern effect.
I told you.
Oh.
It's nothing, but it is a freak show. And
it is,
and I
have heard on many other occasions of other males doing things like this.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a woman.
Well, this wasn't a woman. This was
I know, but oh, that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh.
What is this?
Let me tell you something. Guys don't do this. Freaks do this.
Yeah.
Circus acts
yeah.
do this.
Good.
But it was pretty obvious that Howard Stern and Howie Mandel don't like each other.
Really?
It was. I think you could tell. In this way, the way Howard was like pushing him and encouraging him, and Howie Mandel was just sort of sitting back. And Osborne has to kind of go along with Howard is just sort of, it seems to me, to make it flow.
Mm.
But it's obvious there's no love between Mandel. I think it's very obvious.
Well, Rich, you kind of called that, didn't you? Saying two funny guys there?
Two funny guys together. Right. It's not a good combination.
All right, so here's the Distinguished Men Brass Group. They're all unemployed. I don't know what they do, though.
The brass group. Horns.
It's like a high school band.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of fun, though.
Yeah. Richie, there's Ulysses, a 49-year-old man singing the theme from Love Boat on America's Got Talent.
Wow.
It's exciting and new.
I'm aboard. Isaac, make me a drink.
We're expecting. Jack Jones, he's not, but it's not bad. So Sharon Osbourne and Howie Mandel sent him through. Howard didn't like him. Not any big surprise there.
How did they send him through?
Send him through means he goes to the next level, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Again, why?
800-510-8255. All right, back to the turtle. Those of you who are just joining us, there's a turtle. Somebody asked for advice. I said call animal control. And so here's Bo in O'Brien, Florida. What's the story, Bo?
All they need to do is leave the turtle alone. If she came out of wetlands, which it says she had it behind her ass,
right?
The turtle just came up to find a place to lay its eggs.
Right. Yeah,
they
you're right.
Them all the time. It'll lay its eggs. It'll go back to the swamp. When the eggs hatch, they'll go back there.
Yeah. Be careful and stay away from it. All right, Bo. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate the call. 28 after on Good Day.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating on these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond foot powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Dry and comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. It's
the worst. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
We had one word already, though. We didn't get...
We did.
Did we get an answer to what it was?
I don't remember what the word was.
I don't actually remember what it was either. So.
Welcome to the show, and it's the word of the day.
All right.
If anybody says the word of the day, you win $100.
And Rich will be sending you the check. 800-510-8255. How is your imagination working today? Are you visualizing? We ought to... actually put our minds into that gear. Uri Geller joins us later on. You know, this program is broadcast every day until 10 o'clock Eastern, and you can stay with us till 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock Central, by going to DougStephan.com, Doug, STEPHAN.com. You'll see a big banner in the middle of the page with the words Listen Live Now. Click on that, and you will be in business. You want to hear what Heather has to say, Richie has to say. Roberta and Jennifer are off today, so we don't have a Queen of Cheap report, but I will do a television report after I drop on you the word of the day. Or another word of the day, because we didn't get anywhere in the last word of the day. All right, the word of the day is egoist. E-G-O-I-S-T. Not egotist. Egoist. What is an egoist? E-G-O-I-S-T. And what are the telltale signs that someone is an egoist, not egotist? Egocism versus egotism. You're an egotist is the same as an egoist. Methinks not. 800-510-8255, where you find them. I'm giving you a hint because it comes up just before our discussion of what's going on in the world of television. 800-510-8255, to find the word egoist and perhaps notable sightings of someone that you believe to be an egoist.
I know what the answer is.
I'm sure you do.
The cabbie that I had last week in Washington, D.C. told it to me.
Oh, really? What an egoist is?
I said, did you see where President Obama went? And he said, egoist way, man. I take you there.
There you go, thank you. I fell for that one. Ding, 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 ding.
Walked right in.
Britney Spears and Demi Lovato.
Demi.
What did I say?
Demi.
Demi.
I'm thinking of Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Or Demi Moore. Or Demi Tass. Whoever it is. So,
or demographics.
There's a fight between the two of them. Apparently there's an audio recording that leaked of the two of them fighting over one of the younger contestants. Now, she walked out during the first week.
Right.
And now the two of them are at it, apparently. So this stuff, methinks, because X Factor's not doing as well in general as American Idol or The Voice, so this America's Got Talent show that we were talking about a few minutes ago, just not making it.
Yeah, you don't think it's real fur flying there?
Well, I think that Brittany has been brought in to stir the pot a bit because she's kind of a diva. She's not as ridiculous as, what did I see? Well, yeah, actually, maybe she is. Here are her dressing room demands. TMZ carried this over the weekend, and there's actually an article about it in Look magazine. I didn't even think Look magazine existed anymore. But the claim is that she has demands for her dressing room. According to the magazine, her room needs to be filled with 12 Snickers bars, 6 cases of Diet Coke, 10 bags of Doritos, 10 pieces of fried chicken, 4 pints of potato salad. She also needs
4 pints of potato salad.
Yeah.
4 pints of potato salad. Not 3, not 5, but
3 vases of magnolias. A manicurist must be on duty, a facialist, and a massage therapist. All of those things she wants in her dressing room at X Factor, in addition to $15 million that she got for showing up. How old is this woman? Is she 30 what? How old is she?
Brittany.
Yeah, she may be 30.
Maybe 30. Right.
I think she's a little older, but...
Is that what they expect? Is that what they want? Is this going to get them the kind of attention that they want in order to be successful with this show, The X Factor? Is that what it is? You know, every day they'll come up with some new story, some new controversy, and maybe people will watch the thing. Who knows? They're not going to get me watching it.
No, I think you're probably partly right, but I wouldn't be surprised if there is some actual fur flying there.
Really? Between, it's Demi Lovato?
Or Demi.
Demi. What is her claim to fame? I don't know much about her.
Singer.
She's another singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any good?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Good. All right. 800-510-8255. I said the reason I was bringing up Egoist at this time was because it's our television report time. Here's Kirby listening to KTSM. Hi, Kirby. Welcome to Good Day.
Morning, Doug.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
Well, fine, thank you.
All right. So what is an egoist?
A self-centered or selfish person?
A self-centered person is very good. What did you say was the second part?
Selfish.
Selfish. Yeah. Self-centered is probably more to the point. Someone who does everything because of him or herself or expects other people to always pay attention. And I think Britney Spears is an example of an egoist. Donald Trump is an example of an egoist. What did George Will call him? A bloviating ignoramus.
That was our last word of the...
It, bloviating. That's right, Richie. You're right about that. Bloviating was the last word of the last hour. We didn't get an answer to what a bloviator is. Do you know anything about bloviation, Kirby?
Yes, I heard a lot of, on Rush Limbaugh talks about it.
Yeah, that's very true, I think. All right, so anyway, an egoist puts him or herself first and last and always, takes everything personally, doesn't ever compromise, insists on being seen as right by everybody. And the feeling is Kanye West is another one who fits in that category. So the writer here thinks Chris Christie, Paris Hilton. See, I don't have negative feelings about Chris Christie. I don't get that. But apparently, I've read some other things. I've listened to him be interviewed. Sounds like a pretty smart guy to me. And has a lot of tailwind behind him with the Republicans, anyway. So,
so what's the difference between an egoist and an egotist?
Well, egoist is somebody who is...
Besides the T.
...all about making it his way or the highway. You are in charge as long as everything goes my way.
All right. And an
egotist just always is talking about him or herself. It's not a positioning. It's just conversation about him or herself.
I got you.
All the time. And I think that reality television, frankly, has bred egocism because it's based on people overreacting to matters that have little or no consequence. Right? I mean, look at all these reality TV shows.
Yep.
And what is it all about? Especially
it's just
a cable
like,
reality
it's
show.
It's just like providing the Taliban with drugs or with money to be able to fight against us. We buy their drugs.
Right. We make the. We create these people.
We create the Taliban because we buy the drugs that finance them. We create reality TV because we watch the shows that they are on.
Yeah.
You know,
there was
a reality TV show that was on a while back, and I had a friend that was on there who was a sweetheart, a doll that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And I was so excited, tuned in. She came out. She was awful.
Really?
I mean, she was absolutely awful. Just
awful in what way? Had no talent or was just annoying?
Just a mean, evil person on there. And I was shocked and had a hard time watching it. And it was after the fact that she said they paid her a lot more money to come on and just mix things up and be nasty. Yep.
It's all phony baloney stuff. It really is. All right, Kirby. Good job. You don't know anybody like this, do you?
Yes.
Do you? Who do you know who's like this? Name him.
I've had a friend, ex-Vietnam vet. And he was like that. I mean, he talked about himself all the time and the things that he had accomplished while in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did that role.
Well, there are people who play it, no question. All right, Kirby, good man. Hold on a second. And I think Peter will take care of you, or Michael will take care of you. So we've taken care of egoists, but I think we've basically understood what bloviating is all about, right? You know, pretty much everybody knows what a bloviator is.
I get the idea.
I mean, I think bloviators...
I'm oblivious
all right,
to bloviating.
Bloviating, Donald Trump, I think that Kanye West and maybe Chris Christie
examples.
Would be bloviators, so maybe the two words are coincidentally intertwined.
Mm.
Bloviating and egoist. You don't find Bill Bennett talking about that on his program, mostly because he's one of those people, but actually both of them. I have so much fun at his expense. Isn't it cool? Regis Philbin... Tonight, guest hosting for Piers Morgan. Watch the ratings of that show quadruple. Piers Morgan basically attracts nothing but flies. And Regis is filling in for him this week, interviewing tonight David Letterman.
He's out. I'm in.
Well, I think that'd be a good stick for him. Don't you think?
I love it.
Thank you. I love it, too. Glad you noticed, Richie. All right, let's see here. What else do we have from the world of television? Joanna Garcia has joined the new NBC comedy Animal Pride. Who is Joanna Garcia?
Let's look.
What am I missing? While you're looking, Richie, we can play a few swell commercials, right?
Sure.
All right. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Memorial Day means trips to barbecues, ball games, and beaches. And Sears Auto Center wants to make sure you get the most out of every gallon of gas. So hurry in now for a great deal on our Fuel Saver package. For just $29.99, you get a conventional oil change, air filter, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and tire pressure check. And you'll save on all tires, too. Just stop by Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Valid for most vehicles. Fuel Saver package regularly $57.98. Offer ends 5/29/12.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th Inning Sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
With our Dish Hopper, automatically skipping commercials on TV is easy. The Dish Hopper lets you skip primetime commercials on all four major networks. But how can you skip ads in other places? Well, Dish has some suggestions. To skip newspaper ads, simply chase your paperboy off your lawn with a baseball bat. To skip highway billboards, memorize the route you're driving, then coat all your windows in a thick black paint. And finally, to skip ads on the internet, simply locate your router and begin punching it. Continue punching it until the router or your fist have had enough.
Now, none of this is as easy or convenient as using the Dish Hopper, which lets you automatically skip primetime ads on all four major networks. But you can't go too far when it comes to skipping ads.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, there he is.
Come on up here and sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Download the new Doug Steffen app. It's actually not new. Where do we download all this stuff, Richie? There are various you have listened.
For the iPhone app or for the any of the radio or the iPhone apps or the Android apps, you just go to the App Store and grab it from there. And we have links to it at DougSteffen.com.
All right. But you find it by entering into Doug Steffen. What's the other listen radio? What's that other?
Tune in radio.
Tune in radio. Got it there. And you can listen, obviously, at DougSteffen.com or RadioAmerica.org. There are people who are suggesting, we're talking about television, Jennifer's not here, so I'm nosing around some various things. I actually saw this in a magazine article I was reading on the plane when I was coming back the other day, Richie, about how the cost of ESPN is a tax on every American household.
How's that?
Well, the theory in part is there's so much attention. This is a $15 billion a year deal. And I'm talking about television and the various things that go with it, radio. And
you're talking about how
stands,
much ESPN makes.
Well, I'm talking about sort of a combination.
Their television broadcast rights.
Right. And so why is it if the public puts up money to build these stadia that they don't get a piece of the football rights, radio rights, broadcast rights in general, or advertising revenue? If, in fact, you and what it was $230 million that went into Camden Yards, right? Public money?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And they've been the RFK Stadium. Didn't they build a new RFK Stadium in Washington?
They built a new FedEx Field, and no public money went into that.
No public money.
Some of the infrastructure and the roads and stuff, yes, but the stadium itself, no.
But when they built a new Yankee Stadium,
yes,
that was hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money went into that.
I'd want a free seat.
I'm a taxpayer. Yeah, exactly.
I will say, if you look at the Verizon Center, which is in downtown, it's in Chinatown in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
The neighborhood that they decided to put that complex in was a dump.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine why they would want to put any sports complex there.
Clean it up.
Now, it's a thriving, bustling, money-making, tax-grabbing portion of the city.
So, and somebody made the right decision.
It's a nice job. So there, I would say the taxpayer wins because there's a lot of money made for the city through that sports complex.
Yeah. Perhaps you want to email or send us along your comments on that. It's DougAtDougSteffen.com. It's Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day. There are a lot of stories at Good Day today at the DougSteffen.com, including that Justin Bieber shot at the photographer.
Apparently, before nobody asked me, the photographer got into it. Justin Bieber was taking boxing lessons from Mike Tyson.
Oh, I love it.
Apparently, he felt a little saucy.
Yeah, good for him. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I'll kick you out.
For
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're grateful to have the services of Steve Penner now, who is in charge of a website called Your Profile Doctor. He is the profile doctor, yourprofiledoctor.com. Every week at this time, we talk about dating. He ran lunch dates, has been a personal matchmaker, has served a lot of people, has a lot of great ideas. I thought, Steve, you'd be interested in a story that we have at DougStephan.com. about some rural Spanish towns who have formed a dating association. They're busing in single women to try and stem the bride shortage in this community. Seems like an old way of doing things, but one would wonder, you know, the mixes and things that they have now, it's the same thing, isn't it? I mean, has there anything changed?
Or well, I was going to talk about the fact that, I was going to start off by talking about the fact that 100 or 150 years ago, when people in the United States lived in rural towns, it was very hard to find single people. And, you know, a person back in the early 1900s or the 1800s, if they met one single person a year who was in the ballpark of what they were looking for, they usually married that person. If you live in rural areas, there aren't a lot of single people around. Today, though, of course, here in the United States, it's totally different. And that's why the subject I was going to talk about today is dating addiction, because it's just the opposite. There's so many single people out there and so many options for singles that a lot of people become addicted to dating.
How so?
Well, they can't stop, you know.
With the same person or just going around and around and around finding whatever is out there?
Well, it isn't just that. It's so easy, especially, this is especially true of men, okay, especially true of, like, men over 40. There are so many women available to them. A lot of guys, they belong to eHarmony, they belong to Match.com, they do speed dating, you know, they get fixed up.
Can this get expensive? It sounds like it might be expensive.
No, it's not that. They just, they become so picky. Again, if you only meet one single person a year, then you're not going to be that picky. But you know, back in the 1800s or in that town in Spain. But today, if it's so easy for you to get dates, you're always looking to see if anything's better out there. I've had a lot of guys, and I had this at lunch dates too. A lot of guys, you know, my counselor would have a conversation with somebody saying, "How was your date with Sue?" And it's, "Oh, it's pretty good." "Well, you're going to see her again?" "Well, she was really nice, but who else do you have for me?" you know. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, somebody has one fatal flaw. Let's say a guy has 10 criteria he's looking for, and a woman only meets 8 or 9 of them. Instead of taking her out again, he might say, well, you know, I could go to my Match.com site or my eHarmony site and find somebody else. And they get addicted to the hunt, to the process of dating. And I know there are a lot of people, there are some women, but it is mainly men, who just have so many choices that they can't stop dating.
You know,
they're always looking for that better person.
I wonder what people do. Someone said to me a list of fun and free things to do. This is research that's done. I suppose maybe some of these sites have it. Do the sites offer you an opportunity to, okay, here's something to do with someone on the first date or the second date or the third date?
Well, part of the advice I give singles, a lot of people ask me, what should I do on a second date? You know, what should I do on a first date? You know, on what date should I invite her back to my place? I think a lot of men, especially a lot of divorced men, have that problem. Since if they haven't dated in 20 years, you know, they've been married for 20 years, they get divorced, they maybe met their wife in college, suddenly they're in their 40s or 50s and dating for the first time. They don't know what to do on a date. And one of the big areas of advice that I give people, my clients who sign up with me at yourprofiledoctor.com, is what to do on a second date or a third date.
Mm-hmm. I just sent something, some fun and free things to do on the first date. Go to an art opening or a book reading.
Or you go on a hike. You know, you don't always have to. I mean, a lot of people meet for their first date in a restaurant, you know, because they don't know each other, and, you know, they have a lunch date or they meet for a drink. But on a second date, I always suggest that, you know, they should go for a hiking or biking or go to
some activity.
Find something of interest to do on a second or third date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay, so that makes good sense. Get yourself out of a situation where you're going to have to explain yourself again. If you're into some physical, you don't have to explain yourself. If you're sitting at a meal and you don't really know this person, it's sometimes hard for the average person to strike up a conversation, right?
Well, women are much more comfortable in that situation because women tend to go out to lunch with their women friends. Guys don't go out to lunch with guy friends. Guys only get together either to watch sports or to try and pick up women. So guys are
sounds like a sport in and of itself.
Guys are just not that comfortable in that setting. So I even told women, look, if you go on a date with a guy and he's kind of boring on that first date, try and do something interesting on the second date.
All right, makes sense. All the way